Hi, welcome everyone. We are Coaching for Impact today. I'm Ann Ross-Weldy, Director of Capacity Building for New Chapter Coaching, and I have the pleasure of inviting a very special guest today, one of our amazing coaches, Senia Bosman, and I am so thrilled to introduce her to you and all of her amazing background. Would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself and as a coach, Senia?
I would certainly love to. And thank you so much for the invite and for the opportunity to share. I am a business leader, consultant, coach, member of the New Chapter Coaching Impact Coach Collaborative. I have over 30 years experience in leadership in both corporate and nonprofit. And it's been a better part of my career helping to navigate change and also create impact and excellence for the different organizations.
We are so thrilled to have your expertise on board. And I know that you have extensive experience, not only as a national nonprofit leader, but also working in a governance space as a chair. And so tell us a little bit about some of the leadership challenges in the nonprofit space as it relates to working with CEOs and boards. And that's always a hot topic for all of our leaders.
Yeah, it is a hot topic, and it's an interesting one because I would say every decision is a choice. And right. Many times the board CEO relationship is challenged just because of lack of communication and definition around what the roles are. And we see that in the nonprofit sector quite often, undefined roles. And then the CEO understanding their role is managing the organization and supervising people. And then the board is there to set policy and manage financial stewardship. But they're not there to run the organization directly. So that needs to be defined early on. And I encourage execs and CEOs that I work with to develop that respectful relationship in the very beginning. Your board chair is your liaison between you and the board. But the board, it ultimately, owns the organization, but they don't run the organization. That's what you have a CEO for. And so I encourage them to establish that relationship early on and kind of talk that out before the work begins and before they become representatives in the community.
Exactly. And I'm sure, having that harmonious relationship right away sets a great precedent. And something that I think, like you said, confusion of the roles, operational versus strategic, is really key in that harmonious relationship. And so, talking with nonprofit leaders, whether it be a board member or an executive, other tips that you might share for them in trying to further delineate those responsibilities?
Yeah, I encourage, as I said, establishing the relationship and knowing your role, your place. You have a dynamic duo impact with the CEO and the board chair. But just, manage and lead for solutions. Mm-hmm. And manage and lead for greatness. You have a lot of people in the nonprofit sector that are relying on you to deliver services, yes, to help them, sustain economic stability. And so as a result of that teamwork helps to establish that leadership role broadly. And I encourage them to have that type of relationship in the outset.
Right. And do you find when executives are reaching out to you, it's really great time to dive into their goals of growth and having a coach that understands both the governance side and the management and leadership side, I think is really important. And you have all of those amazing capacities and experience. And so you can speak to that with the leadership. And so I'm sure that you look forward to growing those leaders in those goals and making sure that they understand that that's a common thread. It might be a little bit lonely at the top, so to speak, and they're not able to share some of their concerns with, you know, others in the organization as it relates to trying to empower everyone on the team to build and to grow. So, you know, maybe some of those things that as a coach, you've seen the growth in individuals and leadership through coaching. Maybe you want to share an example or two about that.
Well, you know, I find it necessary to establish trust between the coachee and myself in the initial stages of the relationship, because many times, as you said, it gets lonely at the top, but also right. the trust level is very right. different at the top. And so establishing trust, you know, I have experience and I know my background, but that individual, that coachee may not, he or she may not know that. And so establishing respect for who they are and their role and allowing them to work through their needs for growth and development. I'm not there to direct. Mm-hmm. I am there to coach and lead and allow them to explore the necessary areas that they need to focus on to become great leaders.
Fantastic. And I know it's difficult for our leaders to make time to really improve upon their professional goals, personal goals. So dedicating that space with an impact coach like yourself is so incredibly powerful. And I know that our clients will be thrilled to work with you. And any other information that you'd like to share with our audience about your approach or other coaching goals that they can work with you on?
Well, I would say that I'm a type of person, I lead with integrity. And so as a result of that, I'm there to help you navigate through the options that you need to work through for you to establish your leadership goals. And so know that I'm there as a resource to help support that. And again, not to direct you, but also to be there for your leadership support and guidance. And right. I look forward to working with you. I look forward to those who are interested in establishing that strength.
Right.
And I'm available and willing and ready to do that with them.
Thank you so much, Xenia, for your expertise, your guidance, and discussion about the opportunities to coach with you. And our clients who are looking for an incredible coach can reach out to her via our website at newchaptercoaching.com. And we have a special link that you can select her as a coach and reach out to her or ask us about her. And we are happy to share her information and so that you can set up your time to discuss your professional and your personal goals and reach for impact with Ms. Xenia. So thank you so much for joining us today. And we can't wait to recommend you to our clients.
Thank you. I'm excited about the journey. Thank you.
Thank you.